Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hoes Podcast.
What's up, hoes? We're back and we're here.
Well, actually, hell, last week there wasn't a podcast.
Yes, we are so sorry. We did miss a week. We got a lot of messages. One girl was actually, she had a long flight, and she said she was looking forward to listening to an iconic episode of Bros Before Hoes on the airplane, and we didn't upload. So we ruined her entire flight.
Yeah, I felt bad. And then I also had the vibe of in those movies when there's a kid that, like, is mad at their parents and they run away, and then they realize that their parents actually love them. So, like, that's not what happened, but we didn't do the podcast just because, like,
and then our viewers ran away from the home, and then we're like, please come back. It was just a one night, it was a one weekend where we left. I don't know, I have no idea where I was trying to go with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it's happened. Like, you're mad at your parents because, like, they had a one weekend drug binge, but now they're back and you have to forgive them.
Yeah, to say, you know, we know you guys took you know, we know you went to Tyga's party, but you know,
I was
you can
saying
come back
we
in.
Had the drug binge.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, this
I
is
just
very complicated. Anyway, we're back.
Yeah,
host.
We're back.
And, the reason why we didn't upload last week is because we had technical difficulties.
Do I just go along with it?
Oh, that's supposed to be an inside joke. Because remember when I didn't upload a YouTube video and I said, sorry guys, I can't upload this week and I have technical difficulties.
And then all of the exposed you?
And then the podcast listeners exposed me and said, we all know when you say technical difficulties, you already said on the podcast, that means that's just an excuse.
Oh yeah, because that happened, and it was so funny because I was like, that's so funny that like that the podcast audience is like more in depth, you know what I mean?
I know, they, like, exposed me on Twitter.
I know, like, cuz like we like,
and then it was so funny because somebody exposed me and said, he said on the podcast that this is, he actually just didn't upload because he didn't like the video and there was no technical difficulties. And then somebody replied saying, wait, what episode is that? And they said, sorry, I can't tell you, don't want to expose him that much. They like exposed me but like wouldn't reveal the actual receipts.
Oh yeah, so like what I'm scared about is like when the video gets uploaded, like the podcast contradicting videos.
Oh,
I don't know what else would be contradicting, yeah. But
we're not liars, guys. Sorry, last week we don't have any good excuse. But we haven't missed a podcast in so long, so you know, it's fine. We had a sick day and we're back and better than ever.
Yeah,
and we apologize so much, especially to the girl who had to go on a flight.
Oh yeah, hopefully you found some good music.
A lot has happened since we last did a podcast. Selena Gomez is back. Talking about Justin, apparently. Do you actually think it's about Justin?
I do kind of feel like it's about Justin because they dated for so many years and they probably went, and it was probably like a rough time when they broke up. Or maybe it's about a new guy.
Yeah, even if it wasn't about Justin, I like how she's taking, I would do the same thing if I was her. I'd like kind of make it seem like it was about him to get more attention.
Oh yeah. So like it's perfect what she's doing.
Yeah.
It gives the songs more attention. And she doesn't ever say it's about him, but we all think it's about him.
Yeah. I haven't really listened to it that much because it's like a sad song. But like when I want to get into that mode, I'm going to play it and just be like, F you, Justin. You
I know,
led me
mad
on, and
at
then you.
Him.
Oh, and then the tea, guys. If you guys didn't, you guys probably already know this. This is old tea at this point because we didn't record last week. But she did the song, Selena, Lose You to Love Me. Pretty much saying Justin screwed her over. Jumped to Hailey 2 months later. Now they're married. Hailey Bieber the next day Insta-storied a photo that said, I'll kill you or something. But it was like a song.
So yeah, it was a song that was called I'll Kill You.
Yeah.
And then people put up the lyrics to the timestamp where she was on the song, I think. And they put up the lyrics and it says,
did we? What were the lyrics?
Just something like about I'll kill you or something, I think.
Didn't we talk about this on the podcast that we were hoping Selena would come back with a song about Justin?
Oh, yeah. So, like, someone emailed us and said, well, psychic. But I feel like that isn't even being... I feel like that's just kind
of... I wish we could claim... Like, lots of people have emailed us. I think it might be the same person. They email us whenever we have a quote-unquote psychic moment. But it's just I wish we were psychic, but, like, everyone knew Selena was going to come back with a song about Justin. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When is the Lindsay Lohan song gonna come out? Is
what that just the hell?
She's just like she drops the snippet. Basically, the song's already out, though, is the thing.
What are you doing? Just release it.
No.
I don't get it. Like, why, once the song was done, why didn't she just upload it? If you guys don't haven't been list following, Lindsay's been like promoting the song called Xanax for weeks, and it just hasn't came out. I don't know if she just hasn't clicked upload or what.
I know, and we actually, inside of Scoop, saw the Hobie Fully Loaded cow on the street the other day. The iconic Hobie Fully Loaded cow. Actually,
we actually did
see
it, and it was definitely the one from the movie.
It probably wasn't.
And it talked.
I know.
I never watched that movie. Did you?
I did watch it, but I don't. She was a race car driver.
Yeah, and she like had sex with the car or something. Were they like kind of in a romance, or was it just friendship? Was it just pure friends? Like, oh, here's my friend the car. Or was it kind of like?
I think it was
kind of
her
dating, but like, oh, we understand that like he's a different species, but like this kind of a connection.
Oh yeah, like this for sure a connection,
like some tension,
a connection, and like it sometimes does. They do have sex, but they don't.
I have to watch that. How have I not seen that movie?
Oh yeah, we need to watch.
I've also never seen Lindsay Lohan's movie Labor Pains.
Oh, wait, was it about Hobie being pregnant?
I don't know. I just remember it was always back when Redbox was a thing. Oh, every time I went to Redbox, that was one of the movies, and I just never rented it.
Oh, yeah, the same thing always happened with Redbox. I feel like you rent the movie, and everyone's too lazy to bring it. So you end up paying the $40.
Isn't that like only a dollar to rent it or something?
Yeah, for like a night.
I miss Redbox. I don't even own a DVD player anymore.
I know. It's all over the web.
It's so sad these days, you know?
I know.
It's so sad that we can't like buy plastic boxes of DVDs and like add to the waste of the world anymore.
I know. And it's also worth thinking about people buying a single on when the Selena Gomez song came out, like picture buying the single at the store and playing it.
Did that actually happen?
I know. I think it did, but just picturing it just makes me.
Yeah, apparently, back in the day, people had to buy singles at Walmart and stuff. Just one song, like, sounds so annoying.
I know. And then going in your car, but then after that song plays, you're on the interstate freeway and getting in a wreck by switching CDs, you know?
You never had to deal with mixed CDs. You're so lucky. All throughout my high school. Since I'm 48, I did have to make mix CDs. Like, aux cords were a thing, but my car didn't have one. So I had, like, all these mix CDs on my rear view mirror, and then, like, take one out, and, like, it would say, like, Kesha's new hits or, like, just April 2011. You know what I mean? And I would just put it in and pass the fast forward to the songs I wanted to listen to.
So was it, like, illegal to do that or no? To burn CDs?
I think it was somehow legal.
Because you bought the song already?
Really? No. There was like some, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Thank God Bluetooth exists. No cords involved.
I know. So beautiful. Well, it's Halloween week, so we hope you guys all have the sluttiest costumes ready.
Oh, yeah. I want to see those.
Skin tight, hairy legs exposed, the whole shabam. Do you want to reveal who you are before, like, this is kind of a big deal because, like, we're obviously going to debut these looks on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, it's such a big deal.
Do you want to, like, reveal to them or, like, give a hint?
Do you want to just ask my publicist?
I know, like, mine's actually part of a brand deal. So I can't. Like, I'm doing my Halloween look is in collaboration with Target, so I can't, like, reveal it. Just kidding, guys. I'm doing it all myself. But
I wait. That means I'm not even that big of a deal.
I actually do feel so proud of my Halloween costume from 2 years ago because that was Cher from Clueless.
I mean, that one was so cool.
And I get multiple DMs. I've gotten like 3 since it came out, but I've gotten a few DMs of other guys asking me, how do you get a male Cher from Clueless outfit? And I haven't told anyone because I'm like, just don't want to tell them.
So what I'm guessing is you bought the female one and then got
it. Yeah, literally all it was is I bought a female Clueless outfit, brought it to a tailor, said, hey, this plaid skirt, can you turn it into plaid shorts?
Yeah.
Brought it to the first guy. He looked at it and said, who's it for? And I said, me. And then he said, I'm not doing it. Because he was just like, I don't want to be a part of like you wearing this outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Was like, I don't know if how to take that, but I was like, whatever. If you just don't want to see me wear a skirt that turned into short shorts, then that's on you. I brought it to another guy, and he was so down to do it. He was like, I'll turn this into short shorts for you any day.
Oh, yeah. High waist everything.
I know. So he somehow did it, but I am confused because I turned that skirt into shorts.
Yeah.
This year, I was going to be a male cheerleader. The only good cheerleading outfits were female cheerleading outfits, so I bought a female cheerleading outfit skirt, brought it to the same exact tailor as my Clueless outfit and said, can you turn the skirt into shorts? And he like laughed and made me seem like I was stupid.
Oh yeah, it was so funny because you said that. And then for like 3 minutes after you said that, it was just like a joke about him touching his crotch area and being like,
yeah,
how would it fit or something like that.
Yeah, but I was like, you did it to my other one though. And he was like, there's no way, it doesn't have a crotch. And he kept like grabbing, like Jacob said, he was grabbing the crotch of his pants and looking at us. But also he didn't speak English completely. I think it was like French or something.
So maybe he could, but we just didn't explain it good.
Yeah, but he was just like, yeah, because I think that's why he was grabbing his crotch, because he couldn't speak English. So like he had to say, like use his hands to describe what he was saying.
Oh yeah.
So it wasn't like we were like getting harassed or something.
Oh yeah, no crotches were grabbed from us.
Yeah.
But then you found a new Halloween costume yesterday.
I did. Let's just say it has something to do with Bop to the Top.
Bop, 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 bop to the top.
Oh my god, exclusive. Don't freak out.
What's your hint? Halloween costume, just a hint?
Yeah, just a hint. Because, like, we can't reveal it completely, you know?
The Foggy MILF music video. Okay, so if you don't know what that is...
That is a good hint.
The MILF music video by Foggy. Watch it, and... that's literally... Except, like, it... Yeah, that's what it is.
Watch Watch the MILF Fergie music video and read between the lines, and you'll figure out what Jacob is.
This is so much fun, like... talking about our Halloween costumes but not fully saying it, because it makes me feel like I'm like really doing something with my Halloween costume. Like it makes me feel like really exclusive.
Like a full-on fantasy, you know?
I know, and I'll be putting it on like with cameras everywhere and then walking outside. Everyone
people are gonna be so disappointed when they actually look at our Instagram and they're just bought from Party City.
It's like, oh, it's like squinting their eyes.
But for Halloween, we're actually going to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, thanks to Lucas's SeatGeek.
Yeah, SeatGeek is sending us to Las Vegas.
Sin City. I love sending us. It sounds like a sweepstakes.
I know, like we won the SeatGeek sweepstakes, and we're going to Vegas to see Gaga.
I know, Gaga. So we did look at the set list, and it looks so good.
I know, I'm so excited. We're going to be right next to the stage. Did you see that she fell off the stage recently?
I know, and then she actually had to like make sure nothing was broken.
Yeah, an audience member went on stage, which, oh my god, that, we should try to make that us this time.
wait, is it like, did they jump on?
I think there's like a part of the show where she invites people on stage.
Oh, okay.
And she invited this guy, and like, he was holding her, and then they both fell off the stage. Somehow she was fine, though.
I know. That's like, it seems like a big foul.
Yeah.
And then she also Instagrammed the other day that it should be illegal to be in Las Vegas for that many days. So she's probably taking a break right now, I'm assuming, and then coming back on Wednesday or Thursday.
She's going to be back.
And I'm excited for that. I've never seen Lady Gaga live.
I know. I'm excited. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. The city is
Enigma. Fed. Gaga. It's happening, and we're going to be in our iconic costumes from Walmart.
Custom-made Givenchy outfits.
Balenciaga.
I know, all those designers.
But it's going to be good. We hope you guys have a safe Halloween. What are you guys being for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Also, if you go trick-or-treating, let me know how the candy is. We actually found out that it's actually kind of a myth that candy is poisoned, right? Weren't we randomly searching that?
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about Halloween myths for this video. We did research. The biggest myth is, that Halloween candy, it's always been a myth. Like, they put razor blades and apples.
So don't let your kids go.
And now the new one is, like, since marijuana is legal, they're like, they're going to give your kid an edible. But everyone who always is like, why would we give away our weed to your kids?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like, alcohol's been around forever. Has anyone accidentally on trick-or-treat given someone a beer? No.
That's true. So
no one wants to give it away.
So it is safe to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah. We actually researched it, and apparently the reason why the rumor started was, like, back in the 50s or something. Some guy gave a bunch of kids laxatives.
And then he just wanted them to shit?
Yeah, he just like kind of wanted to make their Halloween just a little interesting with the laxative.
I haven't ever took a laxative. Like, I feel like the closest thing I've took is drinking a cup of coffee.
Apparently, if you need to do a laxative, you should drink Dr. Pepper.
Wait, so you do a laxative, then drink Dr. Pepper?
No, you can just... Dr. Pepper is a natural laxative because it has prune juice, which apparently just like loosens.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that you're supposed to drink prune juice if you want to.
If you guys need that, drink a coffee with Dr. Pepper and you should be good.
Oh, yeah, if you have constipation. I'm not a doctor, but maybe it will help.
But apparently they looked they looked into the myth. This is all from Wikipedia, but yeah, there's no reason to be scared of razor blades in your candy, so don't be scared.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, I actually do want to mention something. If you don't have a Halloween costume, even though it's only in a couple of days, I might do this for another year, but I'm just going to say it because I want to see someone do this.
What is it?
Matilda. And I have a specific picture. There's a picture of her walking on the street with a red wagon behind her. Can someone please be Matilda for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. That'd be so good.
I know. I
want to be the dad from Matilda.
I know. That'd be funny, too.
And say, what does he say? Like, you can't read.
You can't read. And then they used to watch that show where, get sticky with Mickey. I love that.
Oh, I want to be the mom from Matilda. You chose that books. That would be funny. I chose looks.
I know. And then when her husband's at work, she invites those salesmen in, you know, and they kind of flirt.
Oh, yeah. Was she cheating on him?
But I think it was part of the storyline because they were trying to find out if the dad lied about the cars.
That movie was always sad to me because, like, at the end when they're signing the adoption papers, when she goes to the new person's house, it's, like, kind of sad because, like, the mom's, like, kind of, you know what I mean?
I know. Like, it's such a good movie. I love it, but it's such, like, a weird movie.
I know. Like, why is that a kid's movie?
I know. Like, why is it a movie about people going in the chokey? I used to be scared of that.
Mrs. Trunchbull or whatever her name is terrifying.
I used to actually think, like, shit like that happened.
I was so scared in elementary school because my principal didn't look anything like her, but, like, as, like, a first grader, I just thought that was Miss Trunchbull.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, being in the principal's office and looking, like, around to see if there was a chokey.
Can you picture if there's a chokey with nails everywhere? That'd be fucking scary.
Oh, wait. Oh my god! I forgot. We were gonna talk about this. How did we not mention this already?
I'm gonna say it.
We were on a walk looking for Halloween costumes the other day.
Yeah,
and we were about to go up an escalator. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone, and I was like, "It can't be," and it was.
Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. So
we saw her in the flesh.
I know. So, okay. So Lucas saw Abby Lee Miller and we were up the escalator and we just were going to go dandy with her day and just be like excited because we saw her.
Yeah. Like it was just like, we saw her and I was like, okay, let's go up to the mall and you know what I mean? I didn't even think about talking to her.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Like let's ask for a picture. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just want a picture with Abby Lee. So then we go down and then like when we're going down, Like, it comes to me that I have to ask a full photo, and I just felt so awkward about it. So, like, then we just... So then I made Lucas join in with me and ask for a photo, too, so we can selfie. But then we go over there, and
she simply just said, are you Abby Lee Miller?
Yeah.
And she said, let me guess. You want a picture. I'm down to talk, but I cannot do a picture because I just had surgery on my face or something. And she had, like... I don't know if she had, like... a plastic surgery or like just something to do with medical, like,
and then something with the back of her neck.
Yeah, she was honestly so nice though.
I know, she was, it's crazy because in the show she seems all mean and stuff, but for like, so what I was expecting, like a 10 second talk to say, okay, you can't take a photo, but nice to meet you. But
I was expecting, to just cut it off right there and say, all right, well, have a good day. But she just continued to talk.
I know, she was so friendly. Like, we talked about where we live and she told us
her whole struggle with finding somewhere to live in LA because she needs to find somewhere that's wheelchair accessible.
Oh, yeah. And then she said that we have nice teeth, not to brag.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah. So the poly whites.
Yeah. But the one awkward thing that did happen when we were talking to her is I don't know how to handle these situations. So when we went up to her, she said, I don't want to take a photo because I look horrible.
Just
I looked at her face and I was like, oh, yeah, it does look like you just had surgery done. But like, just to be nice, I was like, you look great.
Yeah.
And then she was like, don't lie. Like, I know I just had surgery. Like, in those situations, should you tell someone, no, you look great? Or should you just agree and be like, yeah, you just got surgery, so I get it. Or like,
I know, that's
should
what...
you be like, you look great? Or is that just straight up lying? Because like, they just had surgery. Their face is bruised.
I know. So if you just had surgery, like pretty much everyone knows that you don't look great, but they aren't going to make fun of you or anything. Yeah. But is that, I feel like it's nice because you didn't mean it in a mean way.
Yeah. For some reason, after I said it, I felt like I was, like, such a liar.
Cause, yeah.
Me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that she just had surgery.
Yeah, and then we went into the mall and we came back out and she was still out there just sunbathing.
I know, she, like, was laying down.
Yeah, she was, that's what, I want to know if on the show, we were talking about, like, on the show, is it all an accident that she's mean?
I know, because it was so weird, because she, like, nice. She was nice and stuff. So maybe, I don't know. Like, or maybe dancing just makes her in a bad mood.
Yeah, maybe since she had just had surgery, she was on pain meds, so she was just feeling great, basking in the sun. Whereas, like, most days sober, not on pain meds, she might be really mad.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, then, walking up to her, I was prepared to get yelled at. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because you see her on the show, and she just seems, like, so mean to everyone.
Yeah, so I was, like, I was ready for it. I was kind of excited to be yelled at by Abby Lee Miller.
For sure. But then she just said, no photos today, because I just got surgery.
Yeah,
but
she even said before we left, next time you guys see me, you can for sure do a photo, honey.
I know. She really gave us that guaranteed policy.
Mm-hmm. She was great.
We also met another famous person.
Wait, we did?
Oh, just James Kennedy. Just. Not. I don't mean it just.
Oh, we did see DJ James Kennedy. At least
if you're wondering.
We aren't 100%.
We aren't 100% sure, but we saw him driving. I just wanted to let you guys know if you watch Vanderpump Rules.
I also have to talk about somebody emailed us. And the subject is, my dad smashed a celebrity.
And wait, smashed, like hit or have sex with?
Yeah, screwed.
Oh, screwed. Pot.
So they said, so allegedly my dad is hooked up with Kate Flannery, who plays Meredith Palmer in The Office. So apparently in 2006, her dad hooked up and they did it. And apparently the scandal is, Kate was dating someone at the time. I honestly don't know. She said that she's not sure if her dad's lying because he lies a lot. She said, my dad lies a lot. That's simply what she said. So she doesn't know she can trust him.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But her dad, there's an urban legend in her family that her dad hooked up with Kate Flannery from The Office.
So first of all, like, we can kind of relate to this because for some reason our dad says a lot of stuff that we don't know if it's real or fake. It's not that he's a liar, but you know how you never know if it's real or fake.
He always had an ongoing joke. I don't really know what his job is. To be honest, he's a plant engineer. I don't know what that means.
He's like a manager at a plant, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he always would have this ongoing joke of somebody got their balls cut off in the machines today.
Oh, yeah, it was just like a joke trying to be funny, which it... Okay.
But every single day, the exact same joke.
Yeah, like there's that, and then, like, it could have happened one day, but I guess, like, we just don't know if it's true or not.
Just every single day around 5 o'clock, he comes in and says, someone got their balls caught in the machines today. It's like, you said that every day for my whole life.
Okay, but maybe every day.
Every day I gave a laugh, though.
Oh, yeah. So that's why, like...
But does he still do that? Because I obviously haven't lived with him for a while. Like, what's his joke now when he comes home?
He doesn't say that anymore.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even move on to a new joke? Or he just doesn't say anything now?
Like, he still says, like, the popcorn peanuts thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, he says, like, this thing about... he just says, like, oh, yeah, do you want to go to the store and get popcorn, peanuts, and
peanuts, not penis.
Oh, not penis, by the way.
It kind of sounds like you said that. He says, yeah, he always says popcorn and peanuts.
Yeah, and cotton candy, but he never does. But, yeah, I feel like that's like a random lie. So I feel like it's real. Because why would that be a lie in the family, you know?
What would be a lie?
The having sex with the person from The Office.
I guess her dad's just a notorious liar.
Oh, but that's like a big lie if they're on The Office.
I know. Also, I'm assuming her dad and her mom aren't married then, unless they have an open relationship.
Oh, did this happen before before they were married, you know?
I honestly don't know, but I'm intrigued. And go
your dad. I want to know more.
They should have made a sex tape and sold it to TMZ.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's
also
always the right
thing to do. Somebody emailed us that they went to Musical.ly camp. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I was excited about this thing. So the thing that I knew is that a couple years ago, YouTubers or like influencers were doing camps.
Yeah, I remember that when all of them would make these, they made these announcement videos saying, come to my summer camp. And I remember thinking, I'm like, I cannot wait till these happen and like see what they're like.
In the video.
Felt like they never happened. Or
yeah,
they did,
so,
but just never heard about it.
Yeah, so they would like do a summer camp when somewhere in the US and then people could go for like, it wasn't kind of expensive, like $4,000 or something. Probably not that much, but something.
I don't know.
But then,
honest.
Yeah. I think they did end up happening, or maybe they didn't.
For sure, Baby Ariel's. If you guys don't know Musical.ly, obviously it's the app. TikTok is now Musical.ly, but back in the day when it was Musical.ly, it was literally just lip syncing the songs. And like Baby Ariel kind of came up with like this weird art form of doing Musical.ly's where like it's all slow motion.
I know. So, okay. So like we can hate on Baby Yo-Yo, but when you watch those musical.lys, you get in a trance.
I know. She somehow
moves the camera.
She should be a videographer for like Marvel movies or something.
I know. When she moves the camera, it feels like you're in another world.
So she threw a camp, and I guess the whole camp is about like how to make musical.lys.
Yeah.
And somebody went, and did they have any drama?
Was it... I think... I forgot what I said, but I just thought it was super funny that... Oh, shouldn't they say something about meeting her? Like she didn't respond or something? something like well, that I remember hearing.
They said she was really nice. The only time she was mean, I guess, was when I asked if she was listening to Lana because she had headphones on and I could hear Don't Be a Bummer from Lana's song Summer Bummer, and she ignored me. But, like, that's understandable because...
Oh, yeah. Like, that's not mean.
Yeah, because she was listening to Lana. You know what I mean? You can't interrupt to that.
Yeah. That's, like, a good, like... Yeah, I guess... So that did happen. So... I want to know what the other ones were like. Like, I wonder if you go to the camp and the whole time they're there, or if just randomly during dinner they show up.
I always wondered about these YouTuber camps. Because, yeah, are they with you in the bunk bedroom? Or, like, is it once a day between 6 and 7 they, like, come out and do a little Q&A? And
the rest of the time they're just
smoking weed in their little luxury cabin. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they with you the entire time doing arts and crafts? Did you ever do sleepaway camp?
One time I did do, like, a week camp.
Oh, I think we already talked about this, didn't we? I'm having flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, it was a camp for church.
Oh, you're the one, didn't you guys sleep in the basement of a church or something?
No, that was our sisters. They
went to New York City and had to sleep in the basement of a church, and they just said it wasn't even fun.
Oh, yeah, like, and then it was so funny because, like, one of our sisters really wanted to go and the other one didn't want to go. So they were mad at each other for that moment.
I remember growing up, I went to Catholic school, and there was something called JC Camp for Jesus Christ Camp.
Oh, yeah, sister went.
You went, like, around middle school time, and I remember I never went, because, first of all, it sounded so scary. They made it sound like... They always said everyone cried during it.
Because
it's so, like, so you get so close to Jesus or something.
And you can't tell everyone what happened, right?
Yeah, it's, like, some weird thing where, like, you can't say what happened. Like, I don't think anything bad happens, but, like, it's just, like, you get so close to the religion that, like, it gets sad.
I was like, that
sounds too much for me.
And then everyone cries.
I'm like, I just want to stay home and watch a Lizzie McGuire movie. I don't want to go and cry around a campfire. And
I
want to
know
what happens
there.
They probably just tell you to, like, tell your insecurities and then everyone cries.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You, did you ever watch that show on MTV?
The documentary about Jesus Camp? Oh, no. Is that what you're talking about?
They had one of those?
Yeah, it was on Netflix. What's the MTV show, though?
It was called, like, what was it called? It was some show where, like, they would go to different high schools and everyone would gather around in the gym and, like, everyone would be crying talking about, like, the real them.
Oh, wait, so was it basically, like, the Mean Girls thing? Or was it not? Like at the end of Mean Girls when they all say what happened?
Gymnasium and, like, doing the trust falls and stuff. It was basically that. Like, they would all be in a circle. And, like, the most popular cheerleader would be, like, I know everyone, like, thinks I'm super hot. And, like, I know I'm the best person in the school. And all of you guys want to be me. But, like, even I sometimes struggle with confidence. And she would, like, start crying. And everyone would be, like, oh, my God, even she has problems. And, like, one of, like, the losers would be, like, yeah, like... Even though I'm a loser, like, I still have a soul and stuff. And they'd be like, oh, my God, you do.
And then you just out start crying about it.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. I want to watch this.
Each episode was a different school.
I only watched, like, two episodes because after watching, like, a bunch of teens cry, it just is kind of boring.
That actually sounds like a good show. I want to rewatch those.
I know.
Well, that's all for this week's pod.
Yeah, sorry it was a short
P-O-D.
One. But it's Halloween week, so we have to get to making these custom-made costumes.
Oh yeah, we're
going to
be in the sewing room doing that.
Yes, we hope you guys all have an amazing Halloween, even if you're just staying in, watching Hocus Pocus, watching Jersey Shore.
And get ready for winter. I'm joking.
Wait, is winter already happening?
No, I just said that. I just could. Yeah, in my mind, winter's happening.
I know. After Halloween, it is like then winter starts.
Yeah, that's what I view
immediately.
November 1st.
Well, we hope you guys enjoy the holidays. We'll see you in 2020. Just kidding. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.